To a new RFM 103.7, Tuesday means politics. And oh boy, the last weekend or so, we had quite a lot to think about in the political sphere. And somebody that's going to try his best to break that apart for us is Professor Jim Jost. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Mark.
This weekend, it was all about the High Court findings on the citizenship debacle. We know that Barnaby and a few others have been the victim of this, if that's the right word. How did we get here, firstly?
Well, because basically a number of the politicians involved didn't do the appropriate due diligence. They didn't read the forms properly, or they didn't interpret them or seek appropriate advice. The Electoral Commission is really clear that if in doubt or if you think you might be a dual citizen in this process, then you need to actually go in and check the facts. Now, the High Court has come down very explicitly, unanimously, in its ruling to say that ignorance is no excuse. And so they've basically allowed Nick Xenophon to get through and Matt Canavan to get through, both of whom potentially could have been dual citizens by descent. But in Canavan's case, they said no, it's not just simply a matter of, yes, your mother's taken out Italian citizenship, therefore you have it. You actually have to take some serious steps to take up the Italian citizenship. He didn't do that, and therefore the High Court regarded him as not being caught up under the descent rule. Nick Xenophon, slightly different, but he was also, by descent, technically, he was a British overseas citizen because his father, being Maltese, was regarded as a British citizen. And what the High Court interpreted was that he has no entitlements as a British overseas citizen, and therefore he can't enjoy the benefits of being a British citizen. Therefore, he's not a British citizen. Therefore, he can stand for Parliament.
Who's on first, Jim?
Yes. So those two were pretty clear. The others were all pretty clear-cut in their way, too, for the High Court. Both the Greens were born outside of Australia and therefore were held dual citizenship, even though they believed they didn't know that they were dual citizens. And then there's the other three, and Malcolm Roberts, I think it was, who at the time of enrolling to vote was in fact a British citizen. And we can see from all of his statements over the past few weeks and months that he prevaricated and fudged around with it. But basically, the onus is on the person who wants to stand for Parliament to ensure that they comply with the requirements, I think the court calls it, to be able to be elected.
So you can see how confusing this can be. Are you not? You know, what's going on? Most of us have applied for a job or have had to take an employment somewhere, and part of that may involve police checks. It may involve going through certain steps, even if the employer wants to take you on. So considering all of this can happen for those applying for Parliament, are there some simple checks that they can do? Or if not, why aren't there?
Well, there were certainly some checks that they could have done. I guess for the people who are standing for the major parties, there's a whole machine behind them that does all of this, and the Liberal Party and the Labor Party believe that they've captured all of that and made sure that none of their members and candidates are caught up in this. The National Party is slightly smaller and therefore may not have the wherewithal to do all the fine-tuning and checks and getting the right advice. However,
that still amazes me, though. You would think that, I don't know, I'm not in that world, but I just think that would be a fairly simple process that you could do.
Well, generally speaking, Mark, it is a fairly straightforward, simple process. And not to be too churlish about it, but you would think that if someone cannot fill in the form properly, why are they entitled to hold the job? I mean, that's a very oversimplified position, and it perhaps ignores the possibility of human error and all of that. But in the case of someone like Barnaby Joyce, for goodness sake, the man is has been acting Prime Minister at times, and yet he couldn't fill out the form properly and he couldn't exercise due diligence. That's not the best recommendation for a job, to put it in your terms. However, the High Court has found that he is now eligible to stand, and or found that he wasn't eligible to stand, sorry, and he now has to stand for re-election, he had renounced his citizenship, and so by the time the judgment came down, he's now able to stand for Parliament, and the voters in New England, in the seat of New England, will have a chance to endorse him with their vote.
And most probably will, you would think. Now, just very quickly before we finish, that does also bring up the other side of things where the opposition and others are saying, well, hang on, if those were ineligible to sit in Parliament, what about the decisions that they voted on? I guess particularly those ones that would have been very close, but it's not going to be a retrospective decision, but there is a bit of a cut-off, isn't
there? There is a question mark there around that, Mark, but whether the opposition will press the point, whether the actual benefit of challenging all of these things is going to outweigh the time and cost and messing around that will go with it. Yes, there may well be a need to just check to make sure that all of those decisions are valid and constitutionally defensible. And finally, there's the precarious balance of power at the moment, but I think the government will hang on because it's got two sitting weeks to go towards the end of November, December.
Bigger fish to fry.
And Barnaby Joyce will be back in the Parliament after the 2nd of December, one would assume.
Jim, it looks like we'll see you at Barnaby's re-election victory party, perhaps, when the by-election comes around. Thanks for sharing.
I'll ask him if he can fill out the form.
The invitation, perhaps. Jim, thanks for that. We'll talk more on politics next week with Jim Joyce, right here at 2NURFM 103.7.